Join me for American Roots, PRX.
Coming up Friday afternoon at 1 on KRVS. KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Thank you. KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And we just heard from a Grammy Award-winning album by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And probably some listeners out there that I always invite into this Passport of Modern Jazz show is to walk you through the gates. If you're just starting out to get into jazz, there's no better starting place than with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. It's just not a single player who's mentored so many young lions as drummer Art Blakey. And he's played with so many people, too. And on this, which is almost 29 years old, we have a couple of young Turks that came in after the Marcellus brothers, I believe. And it's Art Blakey with Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Donald Harrison, alto sax, with Mulgrew Miller on piano, which we heard his composition, Falafel, there, and Lonnie Plaxico on bass, great bass player, and Jean Toussaint on tenor saxophone. Incredible, the record. And before that, we heard the standard at the top of the hour, Tenderly, with beautiful cadenza by Terrence Blanchard. And they made albums before this, and they made albums after that as one of the greatest quintets that ever came out of Louisiana is the Harrison Blanchard Quintet. It's fantastic. All their albums are great. We play them here all the time. And so there's my tips. A lot of people do like, and it's kind of hard to avoid the early tracks of Art Blakey when it's you got like the Lee Morgan and Benny Golson, Bobby Timmons, and that lineup is pretty hard to avoid, or Lou Donaldson, these very early 60s, late 50s players that came in, and actually who started the band was pianist Horace Silver, and Art Blakey was in the band, and he turned it into Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers after pianist Horace Silver left. And maybe we can get to a cut of Horace Silver's excellent pianist and composer. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. And we're on to a different animal, Rudras Mahatapa with Bunky Green from the CD Apex. This is great. It's a cut we haven't heard too much as Little Girl, I'll Miss You from Bunky Green. This is with, of course, Jason Moran on piano, Francois Mouton, who we heard earlier in the show on bass, great bass player, and a couple of drummers. This one's Damian Reed on the, a third of the cuts is Jack Dejanet. Thank you.
from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And this is the album that Donald Harrison and Terrence Blanchard came out with, and we heard after they left the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, after they left, we heard Heritage Call by Blanchard, and it's interesting. For 4 years, they played with Blakey, and then they left, and I thought it'd be appropriate to play the Heritage Call. And in that time with them, they garnered a lot of attention. They won in 85 Talent Most Deserving Wider Recognition and Downbeat Critics Call. Harrison finished second in the Japanese Swing Journal Reader's Poll. Blanchard placed third in the same poll behind Miles Davis and Wynton Marsalis. And Sonny Stitt considered Harrison the finest young alto player he heard. And Miles Davis said that Blanchard was among the brightest of the new trumpet players. So this is the quintet that they got to when they got back. Listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
Hello? Monsieur Le Palmier?
And this is Manu Dibango, great saxophone player from Cameroon with Hugh Masekela.
On est venu à notre rendez-vous quotidien.
Yeah, with my man from Martinique, Michel Alibo. We'll be right back. And we heard the song Chong Chong off of Naissance by the Donald Harrison, Terrence Blanchard quintet. And Harrison writes the third tune, which the person who did the album notes, Quincy Troop, says reminds me of an Art Blakey Messenger's tune. The tune is based on a Mardi Gras Indian song, and he took the basic melody and kept the beat the same, but he added changes to keep it in a more modern tradition with breaks, something like Bechet's and Armstrong would have done, and put the bass in another time signature to make the melody stand out. And he left it open to whatever anybody really wanted to play. And that's, this is like 29 years ago when he started working on Donald Harrison. His father was a chief, and Donald Harrison is, he might be chief right now too. But he has the roots to be able to take these Indian tunes and turn them into whatever kind of jazz tune he wants. One of the few that he can. Passport to Modern Jazz. Before that, we heard from Manu Dibango with Hugh Masekela on trumpet, Yoro Guye on trombone, Michel Alibo on bass, Paco Cire on drums with Jerry Malakani and Vincent Nguni on guitars, and on keys, Justin Bowen, Ray Lema, and Stefan Jouli. And this is about the same time that the other album came out, and we heard Congo from Afri Jazzy, and it's more of a fusion jazz, but Manu Dibango, he's a jazz player, and he keeps a big band, touring band, going with a huge show and singers and the like, but he always states stuff and restates it, and he's done quite a few tunes from New Orleans, too, and sings them, too. He speaks great Creole from Cameroon. Mais bien sûr. All right, we're going out with Marshall Solal with the Mouton Brothers. This is going to be it for Passport to Modern Jazz for this week. Tune might that be? As soon as everything's nice in order for jazz, somebody comes along and breaks up all the rules. But it's getting boring. Hey man, time to change. It always was for change. Revolutions are frequent. Tim, T for two. Hey, it's Djamba Gagne, KRVS, Radio Acadie, 88.7 FM. Or stream us at KRVS.org here at Cypress Lake Studios on the lonely, quiet University of Louisiana at Lafayette right now. It'll be full soon enough. I want to wish everybody a very, very happy New Year.